Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You can beat him.
What if I don't? How are you going to look at me if I still can't beat Patrick Zweig?
Just like this.
Director Luca Guadagnino has had a glittering career, first in Italy and then internationally. From the literary I Am Love and the terrifying Suspiria to the intimate gay love story Call Me By Your Name, there seems nothing he can't handle. Is he the Italian Stephen Frears? So why not a romantic triangle like Challengers?
Wait. Oh. Hi.
Hey.
Surprisingly, Challengers isn't actually an Italian production. It's entirely homegrown American, produced by two Hollywood industry figures, old and young. One is former Sony head honcho Amy Pascal, and the other is star Zendaya, who plays a tennis champion called Tashi.
Tashi Duncan. She's going to turn a whole family into millionaires. She'll have a fashion line, a foundation.
Tashi came up the hard way from poor beginnings, but by the time we meet her, the world is her oyster. And two young tennis players working their way up rather more slowly are starstruck when they meet her.
You were incredible today.
Thank you.
I mean, it wasn't even like tennis. It was an entirely different game.
Hey, come hang out with us later.
Want me to come tuck you in?
No, we just keep talking.
Art and Patrick, Mike Faced and The Crown's Josh O'Connor, could afford to go to a private tennis school, but it doesn't mean they're not both fiercely competitive. Who's going to win the challenge tonight?
We usually have different types.
So you're saying I should be flattered?
Aren't you everybody's type?
Come here.
Which one of us?
And not just tonight. The competition between them goes on for years, with the film flashing backwards and forwards in time, while the fortunes of all three go up and down. Patrick is the glamorous bad boy, Art is more the slow and steady type, and the scenes we linger on most are that first meeting and the bitter final playoff, winner takes all, many years later.
You think that tennis is about expressing yourself, doing your thing? You don't know what tennis is.
What is it?
Of the two, only Art seems to be taking it seriously. But for Tashi, taking it seriously isn't necessarily the point of a competition. Not in the early days at any rate. She's a tennis player and this seems to be the ultimate tennis match. Until suddenly it isn't.
He's not in love with you.
What makes you think I want someone to be in love with me?
It's nice to see you lit up about something, even if it's my girlfriend.
Just as Tashi closes in on the number one slot, she has an accident on the court and breaks her leg badly. She knows that means the end of her tennis career. Or is it? Both Art and Patrick know she understands the game better than anyone. With her in their corner, either challenger could become champion.
What are you going to do now?
Unfortunately, my only skill in life is hitting a ball with a racket.
I want you to be my coach. I want you to be my coach.
How often does this happen? Going after the same girl?
In most routine eternal triangle stories, audiences usually have a pretty good idea of the outcome. No matter how much the star couple seem unsuited and how attractive the romantic third wheel may appear, we can usually guess who gets who in the end.
Art's got his coach, Tashi Donaldson, who also is his wife.
I'm playing for both of us, Tashi.
But smart filmmakers, like everyone involved in Challengers, including writer Justin Kuritsky's, realises audiences like to be kept guessing more than that. The blueprint was a French new wave film called Jules and Jim, which, like Challengers, kept putting off the decision. Here, decent but insecure art offers stability, flashy risk-taker Patrick offers excitement. Which one do we choose?
I think maybe we're disturbed by the fact that she could have been into someone like me.
When we were teenagers.
When we were teenagers.
Hey,
I love you.
I know.
The one we choose, of course, is Tashi herself, who, as played by Zendaya, is by far the most appealing character, partly because she can't make up her mind. And Challengers isn't about happy endings or endings at all. It's about what keeps top tennis players going, game after game, set after set, match after match, tournament after tournament.
This is a game about winning the points that matter.
I don't need to play my games with you.
Come have a cigarette with me. I have to talk to you.
I don't smoke, and I'm not talking to you.
Making the film better than you'd expect, especially for non-pro tennis players, is how it's directed by Luca Guadagnino, the way he drowns out boring arguments with Trent Reznor's punchy music, how he switches the point of view in the matches, at one point daringly from the ball's point of view, is often dazzling.
You don't know what tennis is. A relationship. We went somewhere really beautiful together.
But the performances are the point. Young, playful, self-centered, sexy. Star Zendaya is now queen of the world, and this is why. Her model good looks, her passion on the tennis court, her refusal to back down. Right now, she's the most interesting thing on the screen.
Let's go! I'm taking such good care of my little white boys.
I assume you planned this?
Not this part.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.